And the views and opinions expressed on Gaza Corner are mine and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KALW Public Media. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute's ARM Transfers Database, from 2013 to 2022, the latest research it has, 68% of Israel's weapons came from the United States. Al Jazeera reported this past February that weapons imported from Germany make up 28% of Israel's military imports. That needs a little context because, according to the German press agency DPA, Germany primarily supplies Israel with components for air defense systems and communications equipment. Despite what the International Court of Justice termed a quote-unquote plausible genocide, and I really believe with all my heart and my brain that eventually the ICJ will delete plausible and call it for what it is, a genocide. But neither the United States or Germany show any signs of changing its arms policy to Israel. In fact, Biden passed a $14 billion arms package to Israel this year on top of the $3.8 billion that Israel receives annually. And that was started by when Biden was vice president and Obama was president. Philip Gordon is Vice President Harris's national security advisor. He tweeted on August 8th, quote, "She," meaning Harris, "does not support an arms embargo in Israel. She will continue to work to protect civilians in Gaza and to uphold international humanitarian law." Now, I don't know how a government that is complicit in genocide can also uphold international humanitarian law at the same time. The U.S. and Israel and the mainstream media have normalized the genocidal war on Palestinians by promoting the same stale, false narratives. Let's start with when you hear all the time. Self-defense. Israel justifies everything it does in the name of self-defense as it tries to kill as many Palestinians as possible. The Gaza Health Ministry puts the number of Gazans dead since October 7th at over 40,000, a majority of whom are children, women, and the elderly. The medical journal The Lancet provided a gruesome reality check. The Lancet reported that as of May 10th of this year, 30%, just about one-third, of the documented deaths at that time could not even be identified. Can you imagine? The Lancet report, which is linked at the Gaza Corner section of the playlist at tangents.com, adds that the number of bodies still buried in the rubble is likely 10,000 or more, and that's according to the United Nations. Death by bombing may only be a fraction of the dead when all the deaths are accounted for. I'm going to quote from The Lancet. It says, "Armed conflicts have indirect health implications beyond the direct harm from violence. Even if the conflict ends immediately, there will continue to be many indirect deaths in the coming months and years from disease, starvation, and destroyed healthcare infrastructure." It goes on to say that in recent conflicts, such indirect deaths range from 3 to 15 times the number of direct deaths. 3 to 15 times. The Lancet says that 4 indirect deaths per 1 direct death is a conservative estimate. So by this calculation, the death total in Gaza, when all is said and done, can easily surpass 200,000, about 10% of the total Gazan population. That would be the equivalent, based on the U.S. population census of 2022, that would be the equivalent of over 33 million Americans dying, 33 million. All this in the name of self-defense. There's another false narrative that apparently convinced Biden and an overwhelming majority in Congress that the Palestinian death count is both justified and unavoidable. I'll say two words that describe the false narrative. Human shields. Human shields. Stephen Zunis, professor of politics at the University of San Francisco, has written about this. I posted two of his articles at the Gaza Corner section. I should say Harry posted the articles. And one of them, the more recent one, is from Truth Out, which is definitely worthy of your financial support. What a little but powerful online news service Truth Out is. It's called U.S. Has Redefined Human Shields to Enable Israel's Slaughter of Gaza Civilians. Subtitled, President Biden and members of Congress have cynically reinterpreted quote-unquote human shields to flout international law. So instead of blaming Israel for its daily war crimes, its daily crimes against humanity, and its ongoing genocidal war, the U.S. government casts the blame on Hamas for its unproven use of human shields, defined under international law as, quote, utilizing the presence of a civilian or other protected person to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operation, unquote. Zunis and many other people have pointed out that there is little evidence that Hamas is doing this. Gaza is one of the densest populated areas in the world. It's 25 miles by 6 miles, and that's before Israel carved out a buffer zone for itself during this genocidal war, so the area for Gazans is even smaller now. As Jonathan Kutab wrote, and this is also linked at the Gaza Corner section, quote, the Gaza Strip is so tiny and so densely populated that any military installation, quote unquote, is by necessity within a mile or two of civilian infrastructure by mere operation of geography. Also, the common Israeli, what they term hasbara, or we would call propaganda, claims that Hamas tunnels are built under hospitals and schools, yet this has been disproven time and time again. U.S. officials claimed Hamas was using human shields in previous Israeli wars on Gaza. For example, in 2009 and 2014, however, investigations by Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, the UN Human Rights Council, and others, while finding Hamas guilty of a number of other war crimes, failed to find a single documented case of any civilian deaths caused by Hamas using human shields. Yet, Stephen Zunis points out that human rights investigators found the Israeli Defense Forces, also known as the IDF, illegally used Palestinian civilians as human shields in the wars in 2009 and 2014 and others. Hamas may be using Israeli hostages as human shields, but if so, it's a strategy that has not slowed down the relentless Israeli bombing in Gaza. And just as Trump in 2018 adopted a new definition for anti-Semitism that included examples in which demonizing or delegitimizing Israel is now considered anti-Semitic. Under Obama, the U.S. government redefined quote-unquote human shields well beyond the international legal definition. In 2009, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution primarily drafted by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It received overwhelming bipartisan support defining, I should say redefining, human shields as cases in which Hamas is, quote, embedding its fighters, leaders, and weapons in private homes, schools, and mosques. And under that definition, for example, a Hamas member living at home with his family or attending a mosque in the neighborhood or going to a local hospital. Of course, mosques and hospitals, even homes, hardly exist anymore in Gaza. But targeting these Palestinians in a mosque, a hospital, or at their home would be considered a justified or even in the U.S.'s new definition, a legal target. And we've seen this. We've seen this over and over when entire buildings, even city blocks bombed with 2,000-pound bombs are meant to kill one Hamas commander and result in hundreds of civilians dead with each massacre. Regardless of how human shields is defined, international law still doesn't excuse it, what Israel's been doing, because international law says that even if an armed force is improperly using civilian objects to shield itself, its opponent is still required to protect civilians from disproportionate harm. And Israel has never been proportionate. No one in the mainstream media has, that I know of, has brought up what has become irrefutable evidence that Israel is the one using Palestinians as human shields. And when no one in the U.S. government or mainstream media is acknowledging it, Israel doesn't have to answer to it. Euromed Human Rights Monitor documented this past March several consistent testimonies regarding the Israeli army's deliberate use of Palestinian civilians as human shields and forcing them into dangerous situations. For example, it did so in the Shifa Medical Complex. But the one that's really stunning was just published in August. In fact, a few days ago, August 13th, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz published its findings in an in-depth investigation, which is linked at the Gaza Corner section of the playlist. The title is Israeli Army Uses Palestinian Civilians to Inspect Potentially Booby-Trapped Tunnels in Gaza, subtitled, quote, Our Lives Are More Important Than Their Lives. Gazans not suspected of terrorism are detained and sent as human shields to search tunnels and houses before IDF soldiers enter with the full knowledge of senior Israeli officers, several sources say. IDF claims this practice is forbidden. Quoting from the report, random Palestinians have been used by Israeli army units in the Gaza Strip for one purpose, to serve as human shields for soldiers during operations. Haaretz obtained testimonies from combat soldiers and also from commanders. Haaretz revealed that, for example, IDF Chief of Staff Herzl Halevi is among the senior officers aware of the use of Gazans as human shields, and the head of Southern Command, Major General Yaron Finkelman, knows also that, according to a source at Southern Command in the report by Haaretz. The Army has chosen not to comment officially despite footage explicitly showing Gazans being forced into booby-trapped areas, buildings, and being the ones that have their lives at risk. That was a video 2 months ago. The video is also linked at the Gaza Corner section of the playlist. Look at it. Israeli soldiers dressed the Palestinian detainees in IDF uniforms, so the Palestinians think that they're members of the IDF. They sometimes give them flak jackets. They put cameras on them, and they send them into these damaged houses and these tunnel entrances, and their hands are bound by plastic ties. I Googled, Israel uses Palestinians as human shields in buildings and tunnels. I did not find one U.S.-based mainstream media entry in the Google search. Israel uses Palestinians as human shields in buildings and tunnels. I did find one mainstream media source based in England, and that's The Guardian. I imagine the IDF would be forced to confront this publicly if the U.S. mainstream media had frontline headlines about this instead of spreading unproven narratives about Hamas using Palestinians as human shields. A soldier in an IDF brigade who took part in the use of Gazans as human shields told Haaretz, quote, "When I saw the report from Al Jazeera, I said, ah, yes, it's true. And then I saw the IDF's response, which totally doesn't reflect reality. They know that it's not a one-time incident of a young and stupid company commander who decides on his own to take somebody." And I should say there's evidence, according to the Haaretz report, that minors and the elderly are also used. Quote, "There were times when really old people were made to go into houses," one soldier said. "If the Palestinian knows Hebrew, that's an advantage for the IDF." An Israeli soldier who took part in a raid on a building told Haaretz that one of the units had a Gazan dressed in white overalls as part of an attempt to make armed Palestinians inside the building come out. The Gazan was sent there as a kind of mediator, but it failed, and the armed men shot the man in the white overalls, the Palestinian, who was forced to go inside the building by the IDF. The Haaretz investigation reported that many IDF soldiers were uncomfortable using Palestinians as human shields and would ask their commanders questions. One soldier said, quote, "One of the commanders turned to one of the combat soldiers who tried to receive answers and told him, quote, 'You don't agree that the lives of your friends are much more important than their lives? And isn't it better that our friends will live and not be blown up by an explosive device and that they get blown up by an explosive device?'" Some other IDF soldiers raised doubts about the need for the order to burn buildings down after the buildings were searched. And apparently even the term, quote-unquote, international law came up a few times, but the battalion commander reportedly had a blanket response, quote, "A soldier doesn't need to take an interest in the laws of war. You need to think about the IDF's values and act according to the IDF's values, not the laws of war." The Palestinians are picked at random. One soldier commented, after working a few days with a Palestinian teenager who was released and then taken to a checkpoint and told to walk south, quote, "Then we finally realized that these really weren't terrorists, but civilians who were taken especially for these operations." Haaretz reports the U.S. government is upset, though Vedant Patel, a State Department spokesman, has said that the IDF is investigating the incidents. Of course, they never have independent investigations. They investigate it themselves. And that the evidence in the videos, according to the State Department spokesman, does not reflect the IDF's values and violates rules and regulations. The U.S. always paints despicable atrocities by Israel as the exception and not the rule. And for its part, the IDF spokesperson's unit said, quote, IDF instructions and orders prohibit the use of Gazan civilians caught in the field for military missions that pose a deliberate risk to their lives. The IDF's instructions and orders on the subject have been made clear to the forces. Upon receipt of the request, the allegations were forwarded to the relevant authorities for review. And so it goes. Gaza Corner every Saturday night around 11 o'clock on 91.7. This is Tangents on KALW.
ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتونة ليمونة بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتونة ليمونة بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت في بلدي كلمات عربية شعبية كلمات عربية وأغاني شعبية ما دامت لي شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي ما دامت لي شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي ويداي أعلنها في وجه الأعداء أعلنها حربا شعواء باسم الأحرار الشرفاء.
The gorgeous voice of Palestinian singer Amal Merkis from her album Fata Al-Ward. And this is a piece called U Lenoha, translated into English, I Declare, lyrics by Sami El-Kassem. As long as I have 1 meter of land, a tree of olive, lemon, cactus, and a spring, as long as I have a recollection and a shelf of books, Arabic words and folk songs, 2 eyes, lips, and hands, with them I'll face my foes and avow my war by the name of the free and the honest. I declare, U Lenoha, from Amal Merkis on Gaza Corner.